Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Do you remember earlier this year when Dan Wiederer asked DJ Moore if something pleases him? If
he buys,
remember that?
Yes.
And he kind of looked at him sideways.
Does it please you? I mean, is it
so? Doesn't please me, but it's good to see.
So keep that in mind as I'm talking to DJ Moore with other reporters about winning your one-on-ones.
What's the key to winning a one-on-one matchup?
Being creative, winning at the line.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
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 What's that?
What?
What?
How gratifying is it? Does it please you?
Man. The idea that Groats is now working on material in the Bears locker room. He's got everything he needs for a high five over at Zany's this weekend. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Mark Grody.
How you guys doing this afternoon? You guys doing all right?
Howdy.
So I says to the guy, right? I says to him.
Bears.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
You better believe it. It is Spiegel and Holmes. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. Dave wants that will be in studio at 5. We will talk with our guy, Matt Bowen, at 3 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Mark Grody, the aforementioned Mark Grody. And Groats, by the way, did have an actual stand-up comedy career. Just so you know, like, he's got real comedy chops. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock with a Bears hit, One Word. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
He is back. He is ready to talk some baseball with you. By the way, we are going to give away passes to Cubs convention.
Huh.
And that's never seemed more relevant than right now.
I thoroughly agree. How are we giving those away, Lawrence? What are we doing here? We're talking to the people. We're giving them a chance a little bit later on. They should be paying attention.
They should.
Because the Cubs convention is January 17th and 18th at the Grand Sheraton Hotel, Mitch Rosen's Gangster Flophouse, as I like to call it. And you're going to be the sixth caller later on.
We're giving away a pair of weekend passes, which that's what you want. We're going to be there too. We're going to be broadcasting from Cubs convention.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. So you and I will be doing the show on that Friday, and I know that Bruce Levine and Ryan McGuffey will be doing their show on Saturday morning inside the clubhouse, and that has been the case always. So there will be a lot of things to talk about. Hell, Cody Bellinger talked today. In New York with the Yankees and said some interesting things. So there's all sorts of baseball stuff percolating. But yeah, man, I was itching to come in and ready to talk some Bears with you, a few different angles, and we will. But this news, it's large. Would you agree? It's one of the largest kind of looming Chicago sports stories that could be broken on a day like today.
100%. I mean, it completely changed what we were going to do as a show today. Because think about, you know, who this Score listener is. And more than likely, most of the people that are inside of our listening audience have some sort of feeling about Sammy Sosa and the Cubs. It might be they don't think it's a big deal what Sammy did or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
It might be they can never forgive him, or they were open to forgiving him if there was some sort of acknowledgement of what they think he might have done or we know that he might have done. But I think a lot of people just kind of wanted to reconcile, and I don't mean like forgiveness reconcile, like reconcile some feelings and still, even if they're mad at him, be like, wait, why is he? I get why people are mad at him, but he shouldn't be in exile from the Cubs.
No, he should not. And we could line up the apologies from the steroid abusers or the non-apologies, and we could say, how do we feel about Alex Rodriguez, who has held on to what he's held on all the way until, remember, he lost a court case and marched right over to WFAN and stormed in on Mike Francesa's show and said how the legal system had gotten it wrong, you know? Oh, hello. Hi there. Okay. So anyway, we'll reconnect with Lawrence in a matter of moments, but so we could line up the apologies. A-Rod is a never apologize. I don't believe that Rafael Palmeiro has ever apologized. I think he's still somewhere wagging his finger at Congress and trying to prove a point. As I mentioned, Barry Bonds has not come through with some magical clean apology, and the Giants retired his number. Mark McGwire did apologize somewhat in full. He's in the Cardinals Hall of Fame, but does that change your perspective on what Mark McGwire did? This is life. This is modern American life, and maybe not just American, but this is modern life where you, as an aging romantic, if you are, or an aging moral black and white person, have to live with some nuance and figure out if you want to include people in your life anymore. And Tom Ricketts needed to make a decision to include Sammy Sosa in his Cubs life at this point. And I'm glad this decision has been made. And we can talk about the quality of the apology. We can talk about the quality of the forgiveness and everything that goes with it. But you can't have a Cubs history without Sammy Sosa. And now you don't publicly. And progressively, it will get more and more ingrained. Sammy's life and career will get more and more ingrained with Cubs life in an active sense at Wrigley Field and beyond.
Yeah, it's a good thing, I think, for everyone involved. I think that this is a smart way to go about this if you're Tom Ricketts and the Cubs, and it's an opportunity to celebrate some stuff. And I'm glad that this is happening. I'm not sure I'm glad why it's happening, if that makes any sense.
Mm.
Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I felt like this should have happened a long time ago. And maybe if we do hear more from Tom than just the statement that was put out, if we hear, hey, man, like I've evolved. Like, I think the point that you raised during transition was a really great one. The idea of baseball fandom as a whole had to come to terms with how we felt about all of this.
Absolutely, man. I remember one of the first things that got me was a column by Pete Abraham, a baseball writer and a Hall of Fame voter who I want to say it was 15, 17 years ago, wrote a beautiful column about why he was going to throw up his hands and vote for any of the Royds guys that had numbers that matched. And I was like, whew, boy, that's heavy. I don't know if I can get there, but maybe I can. And then there have been a few others. I mean, we can go back. You remember it was Phil, who's the former baseball Bigfoot in Chicago? Phil, who Terry used to make fun of all the time. Damn it, why am I forgetting
baseball,
his last name?
Bigfoot, I'm trying.
Yeah. Anyway.
Rosenthal.
No, it wasn't.
Hi, Phil Rosenthal.
I remember he went and pointed, he said, could we have some advice? He asked the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Phil Rogers.
Phil Rogers wrote a column asking the Baseball Hall of Fame for some advice. And Terry just lambasted him in an incredibly entertaining way. And I was like, yeah, what does he need advice for? And then along the way, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, what the hell are we supposed to do? Because baseball Hall of Fame voters and baseball romantics like Terry and like me and like others have been asked to be judge and jury. And it's ridiculous on some level. So then I started looking, Lawrence, and maybe Tom Ricketts did too. at Barry Bonds' career before he theoretically started to use. And we could look at Sammy Sosa's career before he theoretically started to use. We can't figure it out with Alex Rodriguez. I think he was using in high school. You know what I mean? So, like, when are we, how is, what are we supposed to do? We can't actually get there. So, at some point, you have to say, I lived it. It was part of our baseball life. Let's embrace it. And it's up to those people to reckon with what they've done. It's no longer up to me to reckon with what they've done. And Tom, I'm sure, has gotten there at least somewhat based on the statement today.
Yeah, it's a good thing that he's gotten there to this place, and now we'll see how this whole thing ends up going, and if this is going to be suitable for Cubs fans, and if they're going to be okay with all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. We could take some calls and hear from some Cub fans today, and I respect where you are on it, Lawrence, because I respect your knowledge and your thought process as a baseball fan and a baseball observer. And I think a lot of people have been with you in thinking that Tom should not have been holding on to what he was holding on to. And when you said in transition, this is all he needed, this is, because that's not a full apology from Sammy. That's not the kind of full-on accountability that we often call for from our sports people.
Yeah, and again, I'm still waiting to see if we get more of a, maybe there even be like a forum on this. Like, maybe there's a forum on this where Tom can say, or when he sits down and he answers some questions. Maybe he's sitting there with Sammy and he can go, you know, I've been carrying this for a long time and I don't need to carry it. And here I am not carrying it. And it took me a while to get here, but here are the steps that I took. I know now maybe more than I knew back then about what was going on in baseball, what was different and what wasn't different.
Yeah.
About what it is that the game is. So, look, I think that it's cool that it's happening. I'm glad that there are a lot of fans that are going to be happy to see Sammy Sosa. And I'm hoping that this goes off great. And I'm looking forward to us giving out some passes for fans that are going to be there for all sorts of reasons, but they also get the reason of being there for Sammy Sosa.
Let's throw open the phone lines at 312-644-6767 and talk to the people about it. I think what you just laid out as a possible template for a forum of Tom Ricketts and Sammy Sosa sitting there together would be fascinating and compelling, especially if it was real. Let's talk about that, among other things, as we continue on the Score, shall we?
I love it. Let's take your phone calls. Let's talk. This is the news of the day. Sammy Sosa and the Cubs have reconciled? What's your thoughts on it? 312-644-6767 is the number. You're listening to The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
Sammy hits a high fly ball. Deep right center. Back goes Merced to the wall and right, looking up, leaping. That ball is gone for a home run. Sammy Sosa has hit one into the basket just to the right of the 368 sign. He's carrying an American flag around the bases, and the Cubs lead 1-0.
So that was with the first game or the first homer back after 9/11, and the American flag with Sammy running out to right field was always a thing. And it was one of the hallmark memories that a lot of Cubs fans have about Sammy Sosa.
Absolutely. That night, he ran across the outfield before the game with an American flag and then homered number 59 on the season there in 2001 and had the flag in his pocket and broke it out as he approached second base. I mean, so just like the emotional resonance of the thing, and just his importance, you know, to a lot of fans, is what is the backdrop for this gap being bridged. This is a gap that needed to be bridged, and now it has been. How it has happened is up for conversation, and what it means moving forward certainly is as well.
Matt Bowen will join us at 3 o'clock. Your calls right now.
Let's go to Jessica Lawrence. This is Jessica on 670 The Score, joining us on the Spiegel and Holmes show to talk Sosa and the Cubs reconciliation. Hello, Jessica.
Hello,
you're on. How are you?
Good. So it's actually kind of funny. I called in for a different reason, but I just heard you guys talking about the game after 9/11, and I was at that game, and I was actually at that game with the great Buck O'Neill, oddly enough.
Wow.
I was on a bus trip from NIU with my dad and some friends. And yeah, I was actually at that game, and I had the pleasure of being there with Buck O'Neill, who I wish I would have appreciated when I was 12 years old a little bit more and realized who he was. But my other reason for calling in is I was actually the celebrity bat kid back when Walgreens did the bat kids. There was a boy and a girl every game. And I was the bat kid the night of Sammy Sosa's corked bat.
Wow. So what are your
feelings? So what can you tell us?
Mm-hmm. So what I can tell you is that I think I heard somebody talking before about how Sammy could be a little rude. He was. I will say that. I was. What it was is you got to be in the dugout for batting practice. So I was in the dugout, and then when, you know, there was a guy with us, and he would call the players over. And when Sammy came down, he had a bat in his hand from hitting, and he said, "Hey, Sammy, can you come over and sign autographs for the kids?" And he stopped and said, "Excuse me." And he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sosa." So then he came over, signed autographs, took pictures with us. And then he actually had that bat in his hand, and he put it away, which I know the story always was that he only used it for batting practice.
So that was his story. Yes, Jessica. Thank you for the call and the memories, Lawrence. It's an interesting road to go down, but I find myself wondering how our listeners feel. This is Joaquin from Milwaukee on The Score. How do you feel about Sammy and the Cubs reconciling, Joaquin?
I'm a lifelong Cubs fan. I think this is disgraceful. I'm going to tell you five names. Billy Williams, Ron Santo, Fergie Jenkins, Ryan Sandberg. I mean, those are all famous Cubs. They're all in the Hall of Fame. They wore the Cubs C on their chest and had honor and had respect for the game of baseball. Now I'm going to spell you a seven-letter word. C-H-E-A-T-E-R. That's what Sammy Sosa was. He's a cheater. And he disgraced the Cubs. He made them. Now, there are other baseball players who have done it. But Sammy Sosa was supposed to be such a great hero for the Cubs. And it turned out all he was a cheater.
That's not all he was, but he certainly was cheating. Lawrence, there's some folks out there who cannot get over that and will not.
Yeah, I understand partly why they feel that way. But I guarantee you that guy that they only gave us four names, by the way, not five.
Give another one. Lawrence, give another one. Gabby Hartnett.
Sure, that's fine. Mark Grace, sure.
Let's talk about the Homer and the Gloman.
All that seems to work out for me. But there's a lot of raw feelings about this. That's why I'm glad that we're taking calls on it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Daryl from Bolingbrook on 670 The Score. Hello, Daryl.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Yeah, so I've been a Cubs fan since I was a kid. I'm 56 years old, and I think it's a great thing that Sammy Sosa is finally apologized. It's a long time coming. It should have been happening. And another thing is, why does he have to apologize to Mark Grace and Kerry Wood? And all those guys? Kerry Wood. Why does he have to apologize? All that matters is he's apologizing to the Cubs organization and the Ricketts family and the fans. He doesn't have to apologize to those guys.
Well, if they think that he does, they can take that up directly with him, I suppose. Who did he apologize to in the statement, Lawrence, to your knowledge?
I mean, the fans, I think, or something? Maybe. I didn't see it. Like, it's one of those non-apology apologies.
Yeah. It is for the mistakes that he made. Right? He says it was for the mistakes that he made. Here it is. For anybody who missed it, there were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes and I apologize.
But for making mistakes.
And to who that is that to the fans? Is that to Ricketts? Is that to the teammates? It's unclear. Frankly.
So here's Ricketts' statement. We appreciate Sammy releasing his statement and reaching out. No one played harder or wanted to win more. Nobody's perfect, but we never doubted his passion for the game and the Cubs. It's an understatement to say that Sammy is a fan favorite. We plan on inviting him to 2025 Cubs convention, and while it is short notice, we hope that he can attend. We are all ready to move forward together. So there's not even, inside of Ricketts' statement, there's no acknowledgement of an apology.
No.
Like, that's not mentioned at all. He's talking about reaching out and how passionate a player he was and all of those things.
God, it really does set the table for some great drama at the convention.
Yeah.
Frankly, because what you laid out before the break, the image of Tom kind of being honest about the evolution of his fandom. Because his fandom was real. His fandom was very, very real.
100%.
And so the evolution of that. And
it's connected to like a lot of great stuff for him.
Yes.
Like, that's why I brought up the idea of him meeting his wife.
Yes.
And them enjoying Cubs baseball together.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But I also wonder if that then allowed him to conflate some feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's fascinating. And I'd love to hear from him about it. And I'd love to hear Sammy have to go a little deeper on this apology and what exactly it means. Quickly, stream with Steve. You're on The Score with Spiegel and Holmes. What's up, Steve?
Dude, all these people calling about Sammy being, oh no, he ruined my childhood and my summer for taking steroids, boo-boo. Like, shut up, man. He made shitty Cubs baseball.
Oh, okay. We're on the radio,
sir. He can't do that. He made crappy Cubs baseball awesome, was Steve's thought. Made some really bad years entertaining. Undeniably, Lawrence.
These are those days where you go, we should totally talk to the people.
Yeah.
And the people let us down.
Oh, I don't know. He was good. He was on fire. He just forgot he was on the radio.
That's good. That can be good and bad, right?
Yes,
That it's good that you feel comfortable enough to cuss, but you still shouldn't, because we would like to keep our license.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Let's mix in some Bears for sure, but let's keep rolling with some of the phone calls and the news of the day, too, don't you think?
I think that's a good idea. Sammy Sosa and the Cubs are back together again? How do you feel about it? Spiegel and Holmes discussing it here on The Score.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.